this is Mathsit Podcast A203. This podcast focuses on the A2 core topic of E and natural log. To use this podcast, you will need to download the corresponding worksheet A203 from www.maths-it.org.uk. For this podcast, the natural logarithm will be referred to as just log. So for question 1, we have to solve the equation 3e to the power x is equal to 7. The answer needs to be in the form log a minus log b. To do this, first divide both sides of the equation by 3, leaving e to the power x equals 7 over 3. We then need to take the natural logarithm of each side, giving us x equals log 3 over 7. We can then use the laws of logarithms to separate this into log 7 minus log 3. So we get x equals log 7 minus log 3. For part b, we need to rearrange the equation 3e to the power minus x plus 4e to the power x equals 8 into the form 4y squared minus 8y plus 3 equals 0 using the substitution y equals e to the power x. The first thing we need to do is multiply our original equation by e to the power x on both sides. This leaves us with 3 plus 4e to the power 2x plus 8e to the power x. This makes all of our powers positive. We can then substitute y equals e to the power x, giving us 3 plus 4y squared equals 8y. Subtracting 8y from both sides gives us the required equation 4y squared minus 8y plus 3 equals 0. Since we need to show that the equation is equal to 4y squared minus 8y plus 3 equals 0, we need to make sure that all of our stages of working are clearly shown. For part C, we now need to use what we've done already to solve the equation 3e to the power minus x plus 4e to the power x equals 8. Since we've got a quadratic in y, we first need to factorise this. So to factorise 4y squared minus 8y plus 3, we need to find two factors of 4 and two factors of 3 that when we multiply corresponding factors and add them together, we get negative 8. So factors of 2 could be 1 and 4 or 2 and 2. Factors of 3, which need to be negative since we've got negative 8y in the middle, are going to be negative 1 and negative 3. So let's try. 1 times negative 1 gives us negative 1. 4 times negative 3 gives us negative 12. Negative 12 and negative 1 is negative 13. So this pair doesn't work. So let's try 2 times negative 1. This gives us negative 2. 2 times negative 3 gives us negative 6. Adding these gives us negative 8. So this is the correct pair. So in our brackets, we need to have 2y at the front of each pair of brackets, and then negative 3 and negative 1 at the end of each pair of brackets. So we get brackets 2y minus 3, close the brackets, brackets again 2y minus 1, close the brackets. As this equals 0, we can separate these two factors to get 2y minus 3 equals 0, or 2y minus 1 equals 0. From 2y minus 3 equals 0, we get y equals 3 over 2. Now, substituting back y equals e to the power x, we get e to the power x equals 3 over 2. Taking the natural logarithm of both sides leaves us with x equals the natural logarithm of 3 over 2. For the second factor, 2y minus 1 equals 0, rearranging this gives y equals 1/2. Substituting gives e to the power x equals 1/2, so x equals log 1/2. So our two solutions are x equals log 3 over 2 and x equals log 1/2. Now question 2. Part A asks us to sketch the graph of y equals e to the power x plus 1 minus 6. We need to label the coordinates of the points where the graph cuts the axes. So this is the first thing we should try to do. To find where the graph cuts the x-axis, we need to substitute y equals 0. Doing this gives us 0 equals e to the power x plus 1 minus 6. Adding 6 to both sides, we get e to the power x plus 1 equals 6. Taking the natural logarithm gives us x plus 1 equals log 6. and then subtracting 1, x equals log 6 minus 1. So this is the point where the graph cuts the x-axis, at x equals log 6 minus 1, y equals 0. To find where the graph cuts the y-axis, we need to substitute x equals 0. This gives us y equals e to the power 1 minus 6. E to the power 1 is simply e, so we get y equals e minus 6. So the coordinates of this point are 0, e minus 6. Since e is approximately 2.7, this is going to be negative. So the graph will cut the y-axis below the x-axis, and the x-axis to the right of the y-axis. The graph of y equals e to the power x plus 1 minus 6 will be always increasing, so it will start with a fairly shallow gradient, and then the gradient will increase, so it will be a curve that curves upwards. Label the points where it cuts the x and y axes. Part B leads us through finding the equation of the tangent to the curve when x equals negative 1. For part 1, we need to find y when x equals negative 1. So simply substitute negative 1 in place of the x. This gives us e to the power 0 minus 6. Since e to the power 0 is 1, this gives us y equals negative 5. For part 2, we need to find dy by dx. So we need to differentiate e to the power x plus 1 minus 6. Doing this leaves us with e to the power x minus 1, since the negative 6 is a constant and disappears under differentiation. We then need to find the equation of the tangent to the curve when x is equal to negative 1. Substituting x is equal to negative 1 into dy by dx gives us dy by dx equals e to the power 0, or 1. So the gradient of the tangent is 1. We then need to find the line that has a gradient of 1 and passes through the point negative 1, negative 5. To do this, we can write y equals x plus c, since the gradient is 1, and substitute negative 5 for y and negative 1 for x. This gives us minus 5 equals minus 1 plus c. Rearranging gives c equals negative 4, so this is the y-intercept. This gives us the equation y equals x minus 4 as the equation of the tangent. And now part C. For part C, we have to integrate e to the power x plus 1 minus 6 with respect to x. To do this, we can integrate each part separately. If we integrate e to the power x plus 1, we get e to the power x plus 1. Since if we differentiate e to the power x plus 1, we will get e to the power x plus 1 multiplied by the derivative of x plus 1, which is 1. For the negative 6, we get negative 6x, since if we integrate negative 6, which is a constant, we get just that constant multiplied by x, or negative 6x. And don't forget to add in the constant of integration, c. So the integral of e to the power x plus 1 minus 6 is simply e to the power x plus 1 minus 6x plus c. Now on to question 3. We have to show that the equation e to the power 2x plus 4e to the power negative 2x equals 5 can be written as e to the power 4x minus 5e to the power 2x plus 4 equals 0. To do this, first multiply through by e to the power 2x. This gives us e to the power 4x plus 4 equals 5e to the power 2x. Then subtracting 5e to the power 2x from both sides gives us e to the power 4x minus 5e to the power 2x plus 4 equals 0, which is the required equation. For part B, we need to solve the equation e to the power 2x plus 4e to the power minus 2x equals 5. We can do this by substituting y equals e to the power 2x. Doing this into the equation that we found for part A gives us y squared minus 5y plus 4 equals 0. Similarly to question 1, we need to factorise this. Factorising this gives us y minus 4 and y minus 1 as our two factors. This gives us the solution to the quadratic equation y squared minus 5y plus 4 equals 0 as y equals 4 or y equals 1. Substituting y equals e to the power 2x back into these gives us, firstly, e to the power 2x equals 4. Taking the natural log of both sides, 2x equals log 4, then dividing by 2 x equals log 4 over 2. Since log 4 is log 2 squared, this can be written as 2 log 2. So we get 2 log 2 over 2, or log 2. For the second factor, substituting gives us e to the power 2x equals 1. Taking the natural logarithm gives us 2x equals log of 1. Since the log of 1 is equal to 0, we get 2x equals 0. Dividing by 2, x equals 0. So the two solutions are x equals log of 2 and x equals 0. And finally, question 4. We're shown a curve with equation y equals log of x over 2 plus 5. Firstly, we have to find the coordinates of point A where the curve cuts the x-axis, and we need to give our answer exactly. The curve cuts the x-axis when y equals 0. So if we substitute y equals 0, we get 0 equals log of x over 2 plus 5. Subtracting 5 from both sides gives us log of x over 2 equals negative 5. We can then write both sides as a power of e, so we get x over 2 equals e to the power minus 5. Multiplying by 2 gives us x equals 2e to the power minus 5, which is the x-coordinate of point A. Similarly to question 2, part B leads us through finding the equation of the normal to the curve when x equals 2. For part 1, we need to find y when x is equal to 2. To do this, substitute x is equal to 2 into our equation. We then get y equals log of 2 over 2 plus 5. Log of 2 over 2 is log of 1, which we know is 0, so we get y equals 5. For part 2, we need to find dy by dx. So differentiating log of x over 2, we can actually separate this into log of x minus log of 2. To differentiate log of x, we get 1 over x. Since log of 2 is a constant, this disappears under differentiation, and so does the plus 5. So we end up with dy by dx equals 1 over x. You could do this using the chain rule and saying that dy by dx of log of x over 2 is equal to 1 over x over 2, or 2 over x. But we then must multiply this by the derivative of x over 2, which is a half. So we get a half of 2 over x. This gives us 1 over x also. For part 3, we then need to find the equation of the normal to the curve when x equals 2. Since dy by dx when x equals 2 is 1 over 2, or a half, the gradient of the normal is going to be negative 2, since this is the negative reciprocal of a half. So we then get y equals negative 2x plus c. So substituting our values of x equals 2 and y equals 5 gives us 5 equals negative 4 plus c. So we then get, rearranging this, c equals 9. So our final equation of the normal is y equals negative 2x plus 9. For part c of this question, we're told that a second curve has equation y equals 2 times the log of x. And we need to find the coordinates of the point of intersection of the two curves. So if we substitute y equals 2 times the log of x into our original equation, we get 2 log x equals log of x over 2 plus 5. Subtracting log of x over 2 gives us 2 log of x minus log of x over 2 equals 5. We next need to combine the logarithms into one single logarithm. So 2 log x is the same as log of x squared, using the laws of logarithms. Then we're subtracting the log of x over 2 from this. So we get log of x squared minus log of x over 2 is the same as log of x squared divided by x over 2. This gives log of 2x. So we have log of 2x equals 5. Writing both sides as powers of e gives us 2x equals e to the power 5. Then we can divide by 2. This gives us x equals e to the power 5 over 2. Now, this gives us the x coordinate, but we need to find the y coordinate as well. So we need to substitute x equals e to the power 5 over 2 into y equals 2 log of x. Doing this gives us y equals 2 log of e to the power 5 over 2. We can separate this logarithm into log of e to the power 5 minus log of 2. So we get y equals 2, brackets, log of e to the power 5 minus log of 2, close the brackets. Since log of e to the power 5 is 5, we can then expand the brackets to get 10 minus 2 log 2, which is our y coordinate. So our coordinates are e to the power 5 over 2, 10 minus 2 log 2. And finally, part D. We need to find the integral of 2 log x with respect to x between 2 and 3. Firstly, we need to integrate 2 log x. Now, since the integral of log of x is 1 over x, we get 2 over x. We then need to evaluate this between 2 and 3. So, for the value of 3, we get 2 over 3. And substituting the value of 2, we get 2 over 2, or 1. So we need to do 2 over 3 minus 2 over 2, or 1, which gives us 2 thirds minus 1, or negative 1 third. And that's all from Maths It Podcast A203.